Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time is 12 noon. Temperatures in the low 90s currently. Hot and humid out there. Could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms later on today. Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris said this morning he would not run for Wisconsin governor next year unless two other potential Democrats decide not to run. In an email to reporters, Harris said he couldn't raise enough campaign money to bring the policy extremes of the current administration to an end. Wisconsin Democrats appear to be paving the way for former Trek Bicycle Executive Mary Burke to run against Republican Governor Scott Walker next year. Party insiders reportedly favor Burke since she could spend a chunk of her own money on the race. Burke has not yet said whether she'll run or not. Also considering a run is State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, who says she'll decide next year if she'll get in the race. Sheboygan police have nabbed the man that they suspect was running around naked on two occasions this week on Sheboygan's north side. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Captain Steve Cobb said the investigation is still ongoing and there may be other incidents that the 29-year-old Sheboygan man may have been involved in. Cobb said the first incident occurred last Sunday about 4 a.m. in the 500 block of Ontario Avenue when two women saw the man standing naked. He then followed them and engaged in lewd behavior. Second incident took place on Wednesday when that same man grabbed a woman who was jogging on Broughton Drive about 11 o'clock in the evening. After that, the man left and then returned naked. Mike Kinzel for WHBL News.
The Harley-Davidson 110th anniversary celebration is now officially underway. One of the more than 100,000 people from around the world expected to attend events this weekend is Governor Scott Walker, who took part in a ride on Wednesday.
I'm a proud owner, and it's fun to ride my 2003 Road King this week, the 100th anniversary Road King, and share an experience with others.
Some of the festivities today include a street festival at 4 p.m. and Aerosmith playing this evening. The situation in Syria has prompted the U.N. Security General to return to New York. Fox News' David Lee Miller has the details.
U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is scheduled to meet with the five permanent members of the Security Council to discuss the conflict in Syria. The Secretary General cut short a visit to Vienna to attend the meeting. Russia and China have repeatedly threatened to veto any UN resolution that could result in a military strike targeting the Assad regime. Meanwhile, UN weapons inspectors are wrapping up a trip to Syria and are expected to brief the Secretary General as soon as tomorrow. A spokesman for Ban Ki-moon says he has made it clear that all parties need to give peace a chance. President Obama continues to call for military action to punish Syria for its use of chemical weapons. At the UN, David Lee Miller, Fox News Radio.
A new survey is projecting a big jump in holiday travel for the Labor Day weekend. About 713,000 Wisconsinites are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this weekend, a 3.4% increase over last year. Roy Hintz with AAA Wisconsin says there are many likely reasons for the increase.
Consumer confidence is up, housing's up, you know, the economy's doing a little better, those things. But also, what's interesting is that when Labor Day falls on the 1st or the 2nd, there's a tendency for more people to travel than when it falls on, like, 6th or 7th.
Hinn says that's because parents have to worry less about school conflicting with holiday trips since most classes start next week. Those travelers will be getting a break on Wisconsin roads later today. That's according to Don Groyle of the state DOT.
We got the Labor Day weekend coming here, and like all holidays, we pull back the barrels. Contractors take a little bit of break. They have to be off the road Friday noon through Tuesday morning, again, to allow the traveling public through our construction zones easier during the Labor Day weekend.
Construction will resume at about 6 Tuesday morning. Same-sex couples in Wisconsin who get married elsewhere can file joint federal income tax returns and pay less than they would as individuals. The IRS said yesterday that gay married couples will have the same federal tax status as heterosexual couples, even if they live in states like Wisconsin that don't recognize same-sex marriage. State officials were quick to point out that same-sex couples would still have to file their Wisconsin returns as individuals. Two Milwaukee men will set out on a cross-country trip today, but Anthony Anderson and Tom Vos won't be flying to Los Angeles. They'll be walking. Anderson served two tours of duty in Iraq and wants to raise awareness about post-traumatic stress disorder while also raising money for Dry Hooch, which helps veterans transition to life back at home. Anderson and Vos expect it will take them 5 months to make it to Los Angeles. Day two of the Sheboygan County Fair is underway. Day one yesterday featured some new events, such as a celebrity cream puff eating contest and a light show. It also featured traditional events, such as a tractor pull and the 43rd annual meat animal sale. Around 70 youth had businesses, farms, and individuals bid on their beef, swine, or sheep they raised this year. One of those youths was Tori Colway, who had this year's champion beef and described the effort she put into her animal.
Well, I work with him every day, like during the summer, every single day for like 3 to 4 hours, and he's got to work at it a lot.
Also showing at the show was Cole Booth, who had this year's champion swine and was hoping to make big bucks.
I'm really excited because usually the champions bring quite a bit of money, and I hope to break even with the money I put into feeding my hog and everything.
Another presenter was Graydon Grabowski, who had this year's reserve champion sheep.
Well, it's kind of sad letting the sheep go and into the truck and stuff, but it's fun overall.
A full list of events for the rest of the fair can be found online at shepcofair.com. Might want to take the umbrella if you're heading to the fair. We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms forecast for the rest of your Friday. Going to be hot, though. Highs already in the low 90s, but it will be cooling off through the weekend with less humidity and lower temperatures. WHBL News Time is 12:06. I'm Rusty Melberg. Now it is time to head on back to Rush Limbaugh.